It was a bold move when the current generation Toyota Sienna debuted 5 years ago exclusively as a hybrid. It may have sacrificed acceleration bragging rights to its V6-powered minivan competitors, but its fuel economy smoked them with a 13 to 14 mpg advantage that could translate to nearly $1,000 in annual fuel savings. Choosing something else could have had big consequences for your budget. The 2025 Kia Carnival Hybrid represents the first time minivan shoppers have had a true something else to consider when it comes to a traditional hybrid minivan. There's a plug-in hybrid Chrysler Pacifica, which costs much more. The V6-powered Carnival was already a very impressive van, so Edmunds editors decided to compare Kia's new hybrid minivan to the 2025 Toyota Sienna, which also gets updates, to see which is the best hybrid minivan out there. Seat versatility and storage. Since minivans are for hauling people and things, so let's look at what you're getting behind the first row. Both vans offer multiple second-row seating arrangements, including far-sliding captain's chairs that offer pop-up leg rests. Don't be romanced by those, though, there's not really enough space for most adults or even teens to pull off the full lazy boy. Other considerations are more important. The Toyota's captain's chairs slide even farther fore and aft than the Kia's, but they cannot be removed. The most versatile choice is the Kia's 8-passenger configuration, in which all three pieces of the 40-20-40th split second-row slide, creating even more seating versatility, especially with child seats. The Sienna's 8-passenger version has a small removable middle seat placed between shorter sliding captain's chairs. The Kia's 40-20-40th option aside, the Toyota makes it easier to install latch-equipped child seats. The Kia's anchor points are harder to access. In the third row, meanwhile, the Kia may have less space on paper, but its seat is more comfortable than the Toyota's. The specs say the Carnival Hybrid has a lot more maximum cargo space than the Sienna, 145.1 cubic feet versus 101 cubic feet, and that there's more cargo space when all seats are in place, 40.2 cubic feet versus 33.5 cubic feet. The situation flips in terms of small item storage, an important minivan consideration. The Toyota has more bins that are more useful. Its cup holder count is superior, especially up front, but the Kias are larger. Advantage: Kia Carnival Hybrid. Infotainment and safety tech. Next on the priority list? Keeping everyone safe and entertained. Both vans come standard with roughly the same driver assistance technologies, but we rate the Sienna's ever so slightly higher in terms of their functionality. A new rear seat reminder system actually detects kids or animals left in the car rather than just telling you to check in the back for a living being. As for entertainment, we give a slight nod to the Carnival thanks to its massive touchscreen with crisp graphics and a well-organized interface. It is arguably best in class. Well, except for its voice controls, which we found to be lacking compared to those in the Sienna. The rest of its system is generally strong. For those in the back, the Kia offers an integrated entertainment system with two seatback-mounted screens. The Sienna's has one large screen that folds down from the roof. Advantage Kia there, but really, aren't your kids using their own devices anyway? In that case, the Kia has fewer USB ports, but the ones it has are placed better and it has multiple household-style plugs. Advantage: Toyota Sienna. Fuel economy and driving experience. Both of these contenders have exceptional fuel economy for a minivan. The Sienna returns 36 mpg combined versus the Carnival Hybrid's 33 mpg combined. So advantage Toyota, but the EPA estimates that difference will only amount to about $150 per year. It probably shouldn't be a deciding factor. We do rate the Sienna's overall driving experience to be superior. Primarily, its hybrid system is smoother and more refined, especially at low speed. We also scored its handling, steering and overall drivability slightly higher. Furthermore, it offers all-wheel drive, an option that Toyota says is picked by 63% of buyers. It's obviously important, then. Advantage: Toyota Sienna. Value: The Kia Carnival Hybrid costs a couple hundred more to start, but the range-topping SX, even with the $2,500 rear seat entertainment package, comes in thousands under the top-grade Sienna Platinum. The Sienna offers more variety than the Carnival, though, with sporty, XSE, and outdoorsy, woodland, trim levels and available all-wheel drive. Advantage. Kia Carnival Hybrid. Edmunds says, "This is a really tough call to make, and we strongly recommend considering both of these excellent hybrid minivans. We ultimately rate the Sienna higher and give it the nod, but the advantage is minuscule." Blank. This story was provided to the Associated Press by the automotive website Edmunds. James Ryswick is a contributor at Edmunds. James Ryswick, The Associated Press.